It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Sea Lab. Dude, I have not heard this theme song in a long time. Talk about a weird cartoon, man.
I don't think I ever watched Sea Lab.
Oh.
2021?
Sea Lab 2021.
Nope.
Fantastic. Go check it out. It used to be part of Adult Swim.
Yeah.
It was great.
So what is it like? Just people living under the sea?
Crazy people.
Well, there was an original one.
Sounds like Octonauts.
From like the 70s or something
Like
that.
Yeah, so there was
There was one from the 70s, Sea Lab.
Sea Lab.
Yeah.
So this is now Sea Lab 2021.
And somebody bought like all the rights to the drawings and stuff from it, and they just took it and made Sea Lab 2021. And
so they're the exact same
No,
drawing.
They changed the dialogue.
All they did is change the dialogue.
No, they actually added some other stuff in.
Yeah, but it looks like the same character.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, it's fantastic.
So it's that 70s...
It's fantastic.
Sort of like that Scooby-Doo looking.
Yeah. Speaking of which, in answer to your question, I'm gonna change it from Archer to Scooby-Doo. Best cartoon ever.
What would Scooby-Doo? Best cartoon ever.
Because I had a huge crush on Velma growing up.
Everybody had a crush on Velma.
No, I think everyone had a crush on Daphne.
Oh, yeah. You had a crush on Velma?
Yeah, I did. Red hair with glasses. Yeah. And she had a rack.
Yes. Yeah.
And she did everything in like a skirt and those high socks. I loved it. I have very different tastes in women than you.
Daphne's a redhead too.
Yeah, but Daphne, I don't know. Daphne didn't do anything for me. Maybe if Daphne wore glasses. I don't know.
She was doing it all for Fred.
She was doing it all for Fred. I like Scooby-Doo.
Okay, so that's a very influential cartoon.
Uh-huh.
I would say the top five would be that one, Simpsons, Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, Peanuts.
Well, that's your top five. I didn't know we were doing that, the top five most influential.
I'm trying to come to a consensus on what would be the most.
Well, you're changing the parameters. You're going from best to most influential.
Okay, I'm sorry, best.
Well, best is all. That's so
most influential.
Yeah, see, I think we could probably reach a consensus.
Would that
better.
Be Simpsons most influential?
No, probably. Probably Mickey Mouse. It's Scooby-Doo. If you're talking most influential, then yeah, those five are probably in there. But best is so such a personal thing. Like, I'm not a big fan of
You didn't
of
like
Peanuts.
Bugs Bunny?
It was okay.
Okay.
I watched them because there wasn't... I mean, think about it. There really wasn't a lot else to watch.
Tasmanian Devil.
I liked the Roadrunner and Coyote. Those were my favorites.
They were weren't they a part of Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, but if you're talking about Bugs Bunny.
So the Bugs
cartoons,
Bunny, yeah.
But if you're talking about just Bugs Bunny cartoons themselves, then no.
Okay, how about if I say Looney Tunes?
Yeah, Looney Tunes I prefer because Looney Tunes is more.
Okay.
Because then I would go with Animaniacs.
Well, Animaniacs is part of Mickey Mouse, isn't it?
No, they're Warner Brothers.
Oh, that's right.
Animaniacs is Warner Brothers.
Stupid.
They live up in the water tower.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. Stupid.
I'd go
with their Warner sister Dot.
Yes. I'd go with Animaniacs. We're both standing corrected. The most influential cartoons of all time?
Simpsons?
No. Nope. Although South Park is right up there.
Homegrown Sports Bros, by the way. Coming up next.
Can you guess?
The most influential one?
No. It's a series. It's like the Bugs Bunny.
Family Roadrunner. Circus.
Nope. No. It's still on TV.
Still on TV? Garfield?
Nope. You're never going to get
Alvin this. And the Chipmunks.
You're never going to get this.
Do you think Alvin and Chipmunks? Let's see.
Nope.
It's still on TV.
No, I mean, it was on TV. I don't know if it's still on TV. but it was on TV for a very, very, very long time.
It was on TV.
Yes. And they had different episodes.
Different episodes. Nothing's coming to mind. Pink Panther.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Come
on, man. Schoolhouse Rock is the most influential cartoon. More people probably learned things from that cartoon than any other cartoon ever. You don't like
maybe
it because it's
learned
educational.
Whoa.
But
you're,
it was,
you're putting words in my mouth. I love Schoolhouse Rock.
You can't
Rock.
Argue with this. You can't. If you don't think that it's the most influential cartoon of all time, that it influenced more people than any other cartoon ever, then you just don't like it because it's educational.
Mickey Mouse is global, man. Mickey Mouse is global.
I'm not paying attention to anyone outside these borders. I'm talking about people in the United
States. Disney World and Disneyland, and they own ESPN.
You're talking about cartoons. I'm not talking about
Disney. Okay.
Disney.
Okay. That one. Okay.
I'm talking about a single series cartoon. And just because more people has seen Mickey Mouse or more people have watched The Simpsons does not necessarily make them more influential.
Bugs Bunny sold Air Jordans in a movie.
Yes, he did. But that was not the television cartoon Bugs Bunny.
I know. You keep trying to get me to abide by my rules, and I don't like it.
I know. I know it's weird when you actually establish
It's very frustrating here, actually. You know, I'm sitting here trying to get around this.
You are. See, you're being Weasley. You're doing a Weasel.
Ron Weasley.
You're doing a Weasel thing.
Ma.
You're trying to find loopholes.
It's the Weasel, buddy.
To the actual rules that you established.
I know.
I mean.
Dang. Okay. In that case, I think you make a good point about Schoolhouse Rock.
And actually, I think South Park is probably more influential than Simpsons.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
No way. No way, no way, no way.
Absolutely.
The Simpsons is the longest running show of all time.
I agree. And it has spawned other cartoons.
Actually, I think Doctor Who is.
Oh, well, we're only talking about the borders. Inside our borders.
Then it's the longest running cartoon series of all time then.
Longer than MASH, longer than any other American TV show.
Doesn't matter, cartoon.
Okay, so it's the longest running cartoon.
Probably ever.
Ever. Still going strong.
And it spawned off Family Guy.
Spawned off Family Guy,
and to
which
to some extent it spawned off
American Dad.
American Dad, and probably if you want to get technical, Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers also these very short-lived, which I love, by the way.
Cleveland Show.
The Cleveland Show, also Border Town.
I never watched Border Town.
Oh, my God. Border Town's fantastic.
So it probably has, and those aren't direct offshoots. But
plus a movie. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but they owe their existence probably in large part to The Simpsons. But did The Simpsons change television?
They created Fox, man. They're the thing that created Fox.
South Park created Cartoon Network, basically. And Cartoon Network.
Well, Cartoon Network was there before.
But Fox was there before, too. They just. You know what created Fox? The NFL contract.
Yes.
That's what kept Fox. Before that, they had The Simpsons. They had Married with Children. Living Color.
Ba-da-lum, ba-da-lum.
That's what really created Fox. Cartoon Network was not going to be around if they had not put South Park up. And South Park has done things that no other cartoon or even television show has done on TV. I mean, there's no doubt.
South Park?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, besides, you know, besides saying Fargin, like 296 times in a 30-minute episode.
Their social statement. Their social statement, because of how they create that show, the statements that South Park can make on what's currently happening in the world or the United States is unlike any other television program.
They're the only ones. They are the only ones who can tell you the crass opinion that you don't want to hear.
And they get away with it.
And they get away with it.
And they do it in a more timely manner than any other TV show.
Yes.
Therefore, I believe that's my explanation for it. I understand what you're saying about The Simpsons as being the most influential cartoon ever. I understand that. I'm going to stay with South Park, but it's closer than I thought it was after you made your argument.
Well, the other thing about it is as I go back to Bugs Bunny,
yeah,
a whole generation of us, Gen Xers,
yeah,
learned about classical music from Bugs Bunny.
Mickey Mouse. Fantasia.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Both of them together.
I'm trying to remember classical music and...
Like Mickey Mouse, when you were watching Mickey Mouse cartoons, they weren't really doing what Bugs Bunny was doing in terms of, you know, setting it to real huge operas.
I remember the one opera that Bugs Bunny did.
Oh, no, all of them. If you go back in all of them, if you go back and watch a Bugs Bunny right now.
They're not all operas.
They're not all operas, but you might be like Bugs Bunny might be sneaking up behind Elmer Fudd. Dun, 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 dun. Now, that's not necessarily opera.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, but if you go back and look at that, there's a lot of classical music in there.
Fair enough. This has been the Darren Copeland Show on Mile High Sports Radio. Stay tuned for the Homegrown Sports Bros. I have no idea what they're talking about. Probably sports. How crazy are those
sports
guys?
That's stupid.
Crazy sports stupid. Talk guys. We'll be back tomorrow, 8 to 10. Stupid. See you then.
Stupid.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights, 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Proceed to party. Now I really love how you're eating.